He opened the airlock and stepped out on a small platform which held him a full 100 feet above the grass-covered park. He watched as an armored vehicle approached within shouting distance, then stopped. Telling himself that it was now or never, he raised both arms to the sky, a gesture which spoke eloquently, he hoped, of peace, friendship, and trust. Late that afternoon, behind locked doors, and sitting somewhere near the middle of an enormous conference table, Keeter nonchalantly confessed to an excited gathering of public officials that he had landed on the planet by accident. It was not, he implied, a very happy accident. "I didn't know where the hell I was," he explained carelessly in excellent English that awesomely contained a suggestion of a Midwestern twang. "Some kind of trouble with the ship's computer, if you know what a computer is." He suppressed a yawn with the back of his hand and continued, "Anyway, the thing will repair itself by morning, and I'll get out of your hair. Too bad I had to land in a populated area and stir up so much fuss. But from the ship, this place looked more like an abandoned rock quarry than a city. And now, if it's okay with you, I'll get back to the ship then." A senator, Fillmore by name, at the opposite end of the table, jumped to his feet. "You mean you have no intention of contacting us? My God, man, don't you realize what this means to us? For the first time, we have proof that we're not alone in the universe. You can't just..." Keeter called for silence with an impatient wave of his hand. "Come, come, gentlemen. You're not the only other humanoid race in the galaxy. We don't have time to call on every undeveloped race we happen to run across. Besides, I never did like playing the role of the mysterious alien who appears unannounced from outer space. Primitives always require so much explanation."